Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 129. Today I want to talk about how outside judgment, even inside judgment from your own thoughts and actions and words, can impact our own decision making. So recently I was, my girlfriend Emily showed me a TikTok, and this person was explaining how they budget. And they were a stay-at-home mom, and her husband was bringing in most of the income. And someone commented on that TikTok basically judging the woman for staying home and being a stay-at-home mom. And it had me thinking a lot, you know, especially within relationship, romantic relationships and partnerships, and how much people actually don't know about the dynamics of the relationship. You see this with dynamics of friendships. You see this all the time, and dynamics of people and how much people actually don't know. And so I was thinking a lot about, you know, how much of our decision-making can easily be impacted, swayed, or even made sometimes by outside judgment. And, you know, I remember growing up in high school, and even when you're a kid, you know, it's not about taking people's advice, because that's totally different, but how many decisions I would make as a high schooler or, you know, a teenager that was so impacted by outside judgment. And even to this day, there's some decisions that, you know, admittedly so, to be completely transparent, you know, I can't say that I've totally locked out outside judgment and that I make every decision judgment-free from the outside world and even my own personal judgments on myself. But as I've gotten older, I'm only 24, so relatively young in the grand scheme of things, but I found that as I've gotten older and I've had more life experiences, I found that I'm more confident in my ability to make decisions without thinking about, you know, how it's going to be judged, and making decisions that are the best for myself and for the people that I care about and the relationships that I have in my life. So I just wanted to bring to the table like a gentle reminder that, you know, the decisions that you make sure that you're trying your very best to take everything in and think about every aspect when you make decisions. And some decisions have to be made quicker than others, but at the end of the day, it's always going to be your decision. Sometimes you're making a decision within a partnership, a relationship, a friendship, and that's where it gets a little bit more complicated as far as you have to take in more emotions and ideas and perspectives, but it will always be your decision at the end of the day. And sometimes it doesn't feel like your decision. Sometimes it's not that clear cut, and there's more aspects and perspectives that you have to keep in mind. I'm not always saying, you know, I'm not saying be selfish. I just want to let you know that it's okay to make decisions for yourself. And if you needed, you know, a gentle reminder that there's always going to be outside noise, and we're all making different decisions on different scales. You know, you may be, I'm thinking of like a school administrator, right? They're making decisions for a huge group of people, and they have to take in a lot of perspectives. But at the end of the day, if you're making a decision and you put effort into it and you really think it through for your own self and you take in different perspectives, which doesn't always happen, by the way. Sometimes, you know, I made plenty of decisions that I look back on and I wish I would have thought through more. That's going to happen as well, but it comes down to when you hear outside noise and you hear outside judgment from other people that, to be honest, when you think about it, people that tend to make harsh judgments, like 99.9% of the time, they don't even have the full scope of the situation. They don't know anything about the dynamic of the relationship, the person, the situational dynamic, and how what led up to the situation, or like how did people get to where they are in life, right? There's this great picture of like an iceberg. Or like the one I like is a timeline, right? Like what we see day to day from people and like strangers that we meet, we see like a very, very mini, like a very small, tiny perspective of that person's life, tiny percentage of that person's life, right? So, but like we make judgments like we've known this person, and even the people, I'm not saying it's okay to make judgments on people that you've known your whole life, because that's a whole another dynamic. That could be a whole different thing. It's like we know people for a long time, so we think that like our judgments are like we've like earned this ability to judge people because we've known them for a long time, which is a very interesting dynamic. But it still remains like we don't really know, even the people that you know the best, like there's still thoughts that we keep in our heads.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And keep to ourselves, right? So like, it's impossible to know someone 100%. And so I think just giving people grace and giving people time to make decisions and space to make decisions and like space to make decisions and fail and space to make creative decisions. And like, I saw a post from someone that I really respect that said like, it's hard as a creator and an artist. This is a very niche topic, but like as an artist and a creative, for the creators and the artists of the world, it's hard sometimes to make decisions that like experiment and try things that you might fail at because of the judgment. And I just think that's sad. I think that like judgment is a very interesting topic that I've been like really honed in on the last couple of years, especially with this podcast. And I just wanted to take the time for this episode and just make sure that you know that if you're making decisions for you and for the people that you care about and taking in perspectives and being empathetic and being as caring as you can, and like I said, that's not always going to happen, but there's always going to be outside noise. And what I'm trying to do, and as I have more experience, is practicing not like tuning it out as best I can. And it's very hard and it doesn't always happen. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, I'm this like excellent decision maker that makes all my decisions in life based on only my needs and I never listen to outside noise. That's a lie. That would not be the truth. You know, sometimes when I make decisions, I have, you know, my own judgments and my own negative self-talk that I can get harsh on myself with. And like, I know how society maybe would judge me and people that I know might judge me. And it's like really scary. This podcast is a great example. Like there's certain topics that I haven't really dove all the way into yet because I'm just not there comfort-wise. I'm getting there. And there's also like releasing the podcast. When I first released it, you know the story. I released my first episode. I recorded it in my college bathroom because I was so self-conscious. I didn't want anyone to hear me. And I thought about releasing the podcast for a really long time because of like outside judgment. So just thinking about outside judgment, recognizing it when it's happening, and like thinking about what does that mean to you? What does that judgment even mean? Does this person even know what the heck I'm going through? Do they even know what led up to this decision? And even if they do, you know, take it with a grain of salt. What I mean by that is like, think of it in relation to your life. You know, think of the timeline of your life. How did you get to where you're at? It doesn't always, every decision does not have to be this big moment where you think back about your life and how you got to the decision. Simply what I'm saying is, whose opinion do you value more? It's really simple. Like, do you value your own opinion more? Or do you value someone that has really no idea about, you know, what goes into your decision making and their judgments? Do you value that more than your own? Sometimes the answer might feel like yes, but I promise you that you value your own opinions and feelings more than theirs. It may not feel like it sometimes, and it may be easy to lose sight of that, but I promise you that we all value our own opinions. It's just about crafting it in a way that we still take in other people's perspectives and we make the best decisions we can, and then we keep moving. So far, I know there's books about life and like self-help books and like coaching. I've yet to find a book that tells us how to live life. Like, I don't know anyone. I've never met anyone. If you know this person, please. I don't even know if I would want to meet this person, but I don't know anyone that has the life on book and like the book on life, not the life on book, the book about life and like how to live it and the manual. There's no manual. There's no map. There's no game plan for life. We all have our ideas. We're all trying our best. That's what helps me. Like, I know that we all think sometimes that we know how we think life should go, but it helps me realize that like people that judge from the outside, they don't even know. They're just trying to do their best. They don't even know like how life is supposed to go. And sometimes it's out of jealousy, and sometimes it's just a sad thing when people judge because they're either not happy, and they have more control over other people and thinking like their opinion on other people is easier than looking, you know, doing some self reflection. But please just remember that you are very capable of making decisions. You are more than capable of directing your own life. And you are the author of your own life. Never forget that. This story is being written by you. So I just wanted to bring that gentle reminder to episode 129. Just remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. Remember that kindness is free. It costs nothing to be a kind human being. We need more of those people, and we need it to continue to be the wave of kindness. So please remember that Black Lives Matter, and especially during this year with a lot of different things happening in the political stage. Remember that trans lives matter as well, and that the transgender community is a beautiful community, and transgender people are amazing, and they're talented, and they're beautiful, and not to mention, the most important thing is they're human beings. They deserve human rights, and trans rights are human rights. So please remember that. Sending love to everyone out there. If you don't feel seen, I promise I see you. I feel you. And I sense that you're out there. And the world is better with you in it. Always remember that. It's the most important thing. So you deserve happiness. I hope that this episode has been a great one for you. Tell your friend about this podcast, and let's keep connecting. So I will see you on the next one. Please take care of yourself. Peace.